What's up, everybody? Daniel, also known as Vager Victory here, just trying to bring a little bit of joy into your life. Hope you're all doing well. So today, my best friend actually got sick, and she was supposed to join me on this podcast. Well, she's sick, so she's not going to be able to join us, and that's a little sad, but it's okay. Things will work out. I just want everyone to be feeling better, to get well and not worry so much, because worry is honestly one of the biggest stresses of anyone's life, and I don't want people to worry. I don't want people to stress. Besides that, I have contacted quite a few different individuals on coming on to this podcast, and I'm super excited. Like, I'm not even joking. I'm just amazed that so many people actually want to come and help, and I'm really happy. I'm lucky because people are actually like looking out for me. They're actually talking to me. They're trying to give me ideas, and it amazes me. And I'm just really happy. Anywho, I hope you're all doing well. And if you need anything, just say so and talk. Because I'm always looking forward to talking to you guys. I'm always looking forward to seeing what you have to say, that sort of thing. Besides that, I'm actually trying to... I was actually trying to post that I'm on right now on Reddit and Twitter. And right now they're giving me some feedback. Wow, that is really fast. Does this work that fast? I didn't think they did, but that's actually really cool. Anywho, hello user. If you want to say your name, that's perfectly fine. If you want to have a nickname, that's perfectly fine too. This is just a chill cast. I'm here, you're here. Anyone who wants to come in and talk, that's perfectly fine with me. Either way, this is going to be a nice podcast. I do want to refrain from any negativity or any racism, sexism, homophobia, that sort of thing. I hope that a lot of you understand that this is to be a good channel, one that supports just about everyone, and one that's fun. I do story time with friends at the end of every podcast, and if I don't have anyone join me, then I will let one of you guys join me and we can have story time with friends. At the moment, I'm actually just looking over the stats of this podcast and I'm actually branching out to quite a few people. Wow. And my channel right now has gotten over 130 likes and I'm amazed. Another thing is, if you guys want any specific person, like if you want me to contact someone and to try and get them on the podcast, I will. I've already tried getting Joe Rogan and Gordon Ramsay on here. I actually contacted them. And it's a process. I'm not even going to lie. It's a really hard process, but I actually really enjoy it. I enjoy the struggle. I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy just socializing. It's probably one of my biggest benefits. As I said before, my best friend was supposed to join us, but she is super sick and she works at a hospital. Hey there. I don't know if you want me to call you ID 106, but, hey, I see you. I love that you're actually commenting with me. If there's anyone or anything that you want to say, please tell me, or if you want me to give you a name. That's fine. Well, that is perfectly fine. I don't want you to text and drive. I want you to be safe. If you like listening to this podcast, for instance, please save it. Please tell me that you love it, because that honestly makes me have a wonderful day. Hey, Kate, I hope you're going to have a wonderful day. And please stay safe driving. Please, I cannot stress that enough. I have friends that text and drive, and it's scary. And I'm the passenger. Oh, that's good. That's good. See, I trust you, Kate. Wait, Kate. Are you my friend online, Kate, or are you just a different Kate? Sorry, you're driving. What am I doing? I'm asking you questions. I'm just... Are you Wisconsin, Kate? Oh, gosh. Sorry. You do you. You drive. You be safe. Okay, sorry. I have a friend named Kate who follows me on this channel. And anywho, she told me she'd listen to the podcast one of these days. And I was just like, whoa, today's that day. That is very odd. Like, she found me and everything. And anywho, Kate, you have an amazing day. You're awesome. And I will be talking throughout this podcast, trying to chill, just trying to have a great time. And if there's anything that you want to basically say or do, I'm all for it. And I will try and make this an awesome laid-back journey. Either way, I just realized I didn't add music. What am I doing with my life? I'm supposed to have music in the background. Oh my gosh. Oh, Daniel, you're supposed to be on the ball. I kind of love this, though. It just brings in a little bit more of my voice, and like I can just have fun. Ah, nice. I've actually noticed I reach out to a lot of people from Canada. I'm actually from Michigan, so I'm a Youper, and I branch out to a lot of Canadians. Is the weather nice there? Because here it's really slushy and we're supposed to get like a blizzard or something. Also, I love Canada. I just flew back from overseas and I went through Canada. I loved it. Toronto is a really big area though. Like your guys' airport, it's huge. Oh, you lucky. Ugh. See, it's kind of like spring, but not really because it's still cold and then we have slush everywhere. But, you know, I'm one of those guys that loves winter. I love the snow. I love to just relax and just build a snowman. And I'm not going to sing the song, I swear. Hey, Dara, how are you? Or is Dara? I'm sorry if I butchered your name. Dara, you want to come in? Before I let you in, let's talk a little bit like text. See how that goes. Sound good? I'm not trying to be rude at all. I do allow people to come in. Okay, sounds good, Kate. Hope you're doing good. So, Dara, how are you doing? I hope you're having a good day. Nice. That's awesome. I just explained where am I from? Sorry. I just read that. I'm from Michigan, and I'm at the top of Michigan, like the very tip top. I'm literally right on the lake. Yep, U.S. I'm guessing you're from, and I'm not trying to be rude at all, either Spain or the Middle East. If I'm wrong, just butcher, like, just tell me. I'll butcher it. You're from India? Oh, okay. That's actually kind of cool. I have three friends from India, and I should have guessed that because, oh, no, I have a friend from Spain whose name is Dunja, and I don't know why, I just meet a lot of Spanish people with the D in their name. Ugh. How about if I let you in? You seem like an okay guy. I just don't want any racism, hate, or anything like that on this cast because I like to keep things really nice. You look like Spain humans? No, I didn't say you look like one. It's just the name, Dara. It makes me think Spanish because most of my friends who are in Spain have a D in their name or starting with.
Bro.
And hello, Dara.
Hello, bro. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I am 25 right now. I just turned.
23 here.
Ah, nice. I actually, I feel really old because I've been doing a lot of backbreaking work, and my back is literally just like, oh, why are you doing this to me? This is like an 80-year-old right now, and I'm just like, I feel a lot older. I feel like my mind is a lot older, but I'm still 25 years old.
You have How's to the weather? You have to do jogging, drink a lot of water.
Oh, that's true. That is very true. I'm trying to actually cut a lot of meat out of my diet. I'm actually really looking forward to eating healthier, and I've been eating salads. I've been trying to cut down on meat, but I've realized that it is almost impossible in America because our fast food restaurants are... hey, Zohan, I love your name. Not going to lie, that is an awesome name. Anywho, sorry, Dara, I didn't mean to stray away from our conversation. But no, I noticed that when I'm eating healthier, I actually feel healthier. I feel happier. And it helps so much. And drinking water over pop, totally better. It's so much better. So how's the weather over there?
A little bit winter.
Wait, like snow winter or sunny winter? Hey, Zohan.
Snow winter before 1 month. Now sunny winter.
Ah, okay. Hadizi? I don't know how to say the name.
Hadizi. She's from, I think, she was in Rumi cast, and now she came here.
Hadizi. Oh, that's awesome. Oh, did you bring her there?
No. I don't know her, but yeah, I know her. She was in Rumi cast.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. I wanted I actually been trying to keep this podcast to be very chill and open-hearted and warming, and I wanted to ask you something. So this isn't to be like too negative, but I do want to ask, like, is India doing all right now? Because I know the virus is going around, and I don't want people to get the wrong idea, because a lot of individuals in America think India's like going downhill and stuff like that. But I do think India is taking care of this problem better than China. And I just didn't know if you had any like 2 cents on that.
Well, first of all, brother, between China and between India, there is border, huge Himalaya mountain between China and between India. Okay. The cold, the Himalayas, the cold, the snow. So we have, I think, because I know and I watch a lot of news, television, and I know that we have, I think, 2 or 3 people who are suffering from corona, and they are treating people in the hospitals.
Okay.
So it's all rumors, bullshit, trolls. But don't believe that. Get a true news, not a fake news. Because people spread fake news to earn money on their channels. That's it.
See, I like that. Because here in America, there's so much fake news and bullshit that goes around. And I'm sorry for using that kind of language right now. But I hate it, because it really does just, it hurts our economy. It hurts our society. And no one wants to hear that. Like, no one wants fake news. No one wants any of that. Like, why can't we just tell the truth, be honest, do things that help other individuals? And I've been trying to do that for a really long time. When I was at college, I actually had 3 majors in it. I still do. But I graduated and I'm no longer there. But I was helping. There's 2 forms of media for our college. One is the paper, and it was the North Wind, it was called, and it was wonderful. I would help some of those individuals get information. Like, I would actually show them where to go, where who to talk to, and that sort of thing. And the other one was a podcast channel that I helped run because no one else wanted to. And it was really weird because I was told to tell fake news and I said, no, this is a lie. Oh, and thanks for the follow, man. That makes me happy. I just now saw that. Thank you. But I can't stress it enough. I had teachers and I had other individuals who worked at the university try and tell me, I want you to post this. And I said, but this isn't true. A student didn't do this. Or because at times students were being kicked off of campus for something that they didn't do. And they were like, how do you know this? And I said, well, my friends are reporters. They work at the Northwind and they give me the real news. And all of America right now is bashing CNN for lying. And I love that because CNN should not be lying. There should be no news networks trying to divulge fake information to citizens. Yeah. It's something that America is learning. We're basically teaching ourselves right now. Don't trust the media unless you are 100% sure. Do your own research. And I love that. So thank you for that, by the way, like the bringing up the fake news and whatnot, because that actually, is a really big issue.
Actually, we all humans have our Android phones, internet phones, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk so far, like I'm sitting in India, I'm talking to you. America.
Yeah.
Technology works. Okay. Everyone has a phone. Everyone know about technology, how to use internet. Okay. So most of the people are free in America, in India, and in every country. Most of the people. They do not have, they know that everyone use phones. If they spread fake news, they will earn money, followers on channels, subscribes on their channel. So because people easily attract fake news. Like if I have my channel 2,000 followers, subscribers on YouTube, and I am posting today a news that Justin Bieber want to make president of America. So sure, out of 2,000, I think 100 or 200 people will believe that this is a true news.
We gather around fake news because we want to hear that, and
they will spread this news to another one, like their friends, their family zone, their partners. So yeah, this is a rumors, and this is called a rumors. This is called a fake. How to spread fake news?
Yep, and it's horrible. And no worries, Ohan, we will be here. So you go do what you have to do. Also, hello to Arturo. And also Abdul Halakim, or Hakim, sorry, I butchered your name. Sorry about that. Anywho, I didn't want to cut you off there, Dara, because you actually make really good points there. And if I do say, like, hello, David, for joining, I am so sorry. I'm not trying to, like, discern you at all. Like, I actually do like listening to you. I want you to know that, because I'm saying hello to the fans because I do want to know that they're appreciated.
Oh, bro, you can, bro. No problem.
Okay, thank you. But please go on.
Yeah. So, yeah, most of the people are free nowadays. They earn money through spreading fake news on their channels. So if you want to become a journalist, it is not hard for you.
No.
Take a mic, buy a mic, buy a camera, make a YouTube channel, and make your channel so good, and profile pictures on YouTube channel, and create a good name on your channel, and get some subscribers, and post fake news, and take an interview of people on the roads, on the streets, on the mall road. So you will become a journalist. It's not hard now. It is not hard for nowadays to become a journalist, to become an actor, to become a businessman. It is so easy because everyone has their own phone, and phone is like mobile phone.
Mm-hmm.
Mobile phone is the best friend of every individual human being, because they can get information, they talk with their friends, their families, and mobile phones help each and every time to a human being. So if we have no internet for 2 or 3 days, no mobile phone for 2 and 3 days, we will miss something. So we will mobile phone. So yeah, mobile phone is the crucial. Mobile phone play a great role in every human's being life nowadays. So it is not hard to be something in life. Very easy if we have a phone.
Yeah, that's true. I think the issue is there's a process to do anything. And in today's society, it's a lot easier to do something that, say, 1980s, it was a lot harder because we didn't have so much given to us. We didn't have all these things like in front of us. But it is still hard to do things because there's a social blockage or there's some sort of issue that we make or we see in front of us. But I've noticed something. I'm going to divulge a little information about myself. I came from a very poor family, extremely poor family. And my family didn't have much, but I still went to college. I still got my majors. I still did everything I could to find myself to graduate. And I did. And what amazed me was I was able to. And I'm not trying to say like I'm an amazing dude or anything. I realize that a lot of these people who want to go to college, they feel that they can't. And they put themselves in this situation where they think, I can't do this. And in matter of fact, they can. They just need like words of encouragement. They need help with a little bit of social anxiety or like if they weren't taught something, they get to learn it online, say through YouTube or through means of like books or education online. And they get to learn these things that help them get to go to college. For me, I didn't have the best education. I grew up on a reservation, and that reservation didn't have the best education, didn't have the best food, didn't have the best quality of living. And yet I'm here, I'm alive, I'm learning, I'm doing things for myself, and I love it because am I native? I have a little bit of native in me, Abdu. I have a very small percentage, but I'm actually white. I'm as white as it gets. But the thing is, I was able to accomplish something for myself, even though a lot of people told me I couldn't. I had teachers tell me, like, it's too expensive for you, you're not smart enough, you can't do this. But when I got to college and I put myself in there, I was able to learn. I still have loans. I'm not going to lie. I still have loans. I still have to pay those back. But I'm able to do things for myself. I'm able to go out. I'm able to work. I'm able to learn a little bit more. And college education taught me a lot. And I think that's when Americans start learning a lot, because our high school and middle school education system is butchering our kids. Like, we don't get to learn that well. Our high school and middle school education for public schools is the same education route or re-education route as it is for jails and max prisons. I know that sounds really weird, but the way that we teach is the same exact way in both processes, and it's something. But also, good question, Abdu. I'm glad you caught that.
Anywho. So, bro, in 90s or in 80s, like when a man go to their work in a train or in a bus, they like to prefer read newspaper or book. But nowadays, if a man is going outside to their work in bus or in train, he will use mobile phone.
Yeah.
So changing, nowadays people are changing because mobile phone technology, like towers everywhere, which is harming birds. So birds are going in a jungle, in a forest. So, yeah, technology, at some extent, technology is good, but some extent, technology is bad.
See, I think you are correct there. Technology is a helpful hindrance in a way, because with every process that we do as humans, there's always going to be good and bad, no matter what it is. Say for instance, you're going down the road and you see birds that are on the side of the road and you feed them bread. In reality, you're not supposed to feed them bread. It gives them stomach aches and hurts them. But say you feed them bird seed instead. You feed them bird seed, and one of the birds gets so fat that it can't fly away, and a cat catches it. I know that's a real weird thing to say, but those kind of things happen quite a bit. Like, we don't, like, the good that we do in life also has a negative effect, but it's not a really big negative effect. We do more good than we do bad. And technology, as bad as this sounds, does more good than bad. And I do believe that we should use technology, because technology does save lives. We use pacemakers today, and pacemakers keep people alive for a little bit longer. We use prosthetic limbs. We use computers, robots to use really hard and like, for example, memes. Yes, memes keep me alive, man. Abdu, you are absolutely correct. Memes are the way. Do you know the way? But it's something that amazes me, because we use them every day, sometimes without even knowing. And that's what's keeping us going right now.
So you are living in America, in Michigan?
Yep.
Okay, near Canada border.
Yep, that is correct.
Yeah, and you are studying in a college?
Oh, I already did. I already passed college.
You are graduated.
Yep.
And now you are pursuing your further education in another college or in another university?
I would love to, but at this moment, everything is a little expensive, and I want to actually make money for myself and pay off my loans, and then go into, well, I'll give you a little bit more information about myself. Right now, I want to get out of this reservation, and I want to go into the medical field, but I want to work at a really high-end, if you've ever heard of Mayo Clinic, my friend works there, my best friend. She is a wonderful blood analysis and or analyst, and she told me that they hire people for multiple different jobs. Even if you don't have a medical license, you can still get a job in another form. So say you could be a janitor, you could be a bus driver, you could be what are they called? Social antiquated developer or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
A reservation? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting a question. So for me, a reservation is where technically Native Americans and some white individuals live. Yeah, no, you are correct. But it's usually where a lot of Native Americans live. And the issue is, for me, I'm not Native enough for this tribe, even though they would bring me into the tribe if they really wanted to, but I'm not associated with this tribe. I'm actually from another tribe, but I'm living here with my family. And the biggest issue of it is that I don't feel accepted here. And it is technically a slum where I live, but a reservation is usually where Native Americans live out of the reach of the government. Like, the government doesn't have the same say. Like, we have Native American police troopers. So the Native American police have jurisdiction on the reservation, but we do have fed officers like FBI who come here when there's like a murder or something. They come onto this reservation and they say, well, this man was a white man who was murdered on a reservation. We have jurisdiction now. A lot of bad things happen on reservations that most people don't realize or talk about. I don't really like getting something that is needed. And someone is calling on the phone. I wonder if that's the government. Well, shit. Anywho, I hope that answers your question. Well, so I live on the Ojibwa tribe, And thank you, Abdu. Yeah, I'm surprised you're so knowledgeable over this. One of my majors was Native American history. But it feels like you're from this. Oh, you know a few tribes. Well, Dara is trying to get back in. One second, Dara. So essentially, my tribe, I don't know my tribe because I was not born in Michigan. I was actually born in Ohio, and my family runs really deep in the, where is it? In Indiana, Ohio, Tennessee, and other locations. So if that helps at all, maybe you can narrow it down. I hope that helps. Also, hey, Jen, nice to see you. And Dara, I can get you in a little bit if you'd like. I just, for some reason, can't get you in right now. I don't know why it's not letting me. Try calling in again. Oh, there we go. Hello.
Yeah, it goes now. Okay.
Yeah, I think I lost you.
No, actually, my friend called me.
Ah, okay. Hi, Jen. I hope you're having a wonderful day. I actually hope everyone's having an awesome day because you really deserve it. And I was just explaining a little bit about, well, where I live at the moment. And also, I guess, my interpretation of this reservation.
Bro, you mean to say that you are like Americans, like American government, they give rights to the reserved native who really belongs to America?
Yes. So reservations belong to the Native Americans. That is their land. That is their right. And so I live on that.
Hmm? You was born in America?
I was born in America. Yes, that is true.
Why are you not getting the reservation?
Okay, one second. I'm going to say something to Jen. I'll explain that real quick. So, Jen, I'm having an awesome day, and you're making it better. I hope you know that, because I love these comments. Also, Dara, the reason why a lot of, like, I live on the reservation, but a lot of white people don't live on Native American reservations because it's strictly for those tribes or those individuals. Unless you are pardoned or let in by the tribe themselves, it's a whole process, but I don't want to live here because there's a lot of bad things that happen here. And I don't want those bad things to happen. But I live with this area because I've lived here for over 16 years of my life. I love a lot of people here, but I also know some of these people are horrible people. And I have actually had to call the cops on some people in the past, not for myself, but others, because I worry about those individuals. I want them to prosper and feel good. And hello, Alex. I hope you're doing well. But I hope that explains it.
I got you, man. I got you.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
If you have any questions, though, like, feel free to ask. I'm always willing to. And haven't you been on my podcast before in the past?
No, bro, never. It's my first time here.
Really? You seem very familiar. You seem like a very personable person.
I'm a good heart man.
There you go. Well, you seem very nice. Cap.
Jen. I call her Jenny. She's my good friend from Canada. She's living in Toronto area.
Oh, I was just there.
Yeah, she's a good person. Yeah, she's my very, 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 very good friend.
That's awesome.
She's also a pretty lady. And
Oh, well, thank you. It's good information. Hey, Jen. I don't know if you have any questions for me, but I'm willing to answer them. Abdu, I'm also willing to talk with you. Anyone who actually has questions.
I have one question, bro.
Okay, sure. Shoot.
Like, I'm living in India, and in India, we people faced a lot of troubles here regarding culture, religion. Like, in most of people in India, they are Hindu. And some 40% people, 30% people are Muslims. So Muslim want their like in green card in the USA. So the same thing here. So they want their right in India. So they're fighting with each other. I think this happened only in India. Does this happen? Not this happen, like other caste, other fights. It's happened in America also.
Yes, we do have that. So are you talking about violence, or are you talking about?
Yeah, violence. Okay.
We have verbal violence. We have physical violence in America due to religion, due to political stance, and some of this is directed towards Middle Easterns, and Middle Easterns are fighting with other Middle Easterns. And
Middle East means?
Ah, for civil rights. Okay. Sorry, what was that, Dara?
Middle East means Chinese?
No, Middle Easterns and Middle Easterns.
Okay.
Wait, were you talking about Middle Easterns fighting other Middle Easterns?
No, you continue.
Wait, say that again?
I was like, you told me Middle East. I thought that Middle East, like Chinese, Middle East world people, Chinese.
Oh, so like Middle Eastern versus Chinese? Wait.
No, you continue.
Sorry, can you type it out? I feel like I'm missing something that you're saying, but like...
Oh, yeah. You're going right, bro. You're going right. Oh. I think it's my mistake.
Okay. Bro. No, we do have that issue, though, in America. And there's so many issues in America. Yeah, thanks, Abdu. Sorry, he said, love this stream. And I'm just like, I'm glad. I'm crying a little bit. But, no, we do have many different issues in America. And one of them is directed towards the issue of Middle Easterns fighting each other, and a lot of Muslim people are actually switching religions, or they're changing their ideals. And I live by this moral, let everyone do what they want to do. Like, let them live their own life. But if that affects you in a negative way, then you can fight back against it, or you can say like, hey, I don't like this, because I know a lot of people here in America are saying, I don't like Muslims. And I'm just like, why? And they can't give me a discern of a good reason unless they'll say they're terrorists. And I'm like, no, Middle Easterns are not terrorists. Muslims are not terrorists. But there are terrorists like ISIS. And then they're like, yeah, those are Muslims. And I say, no, those are people. Those are individuals. Those are lives. And I have to explain to them for a good half hour to an hour over this topic. When I was in political debates in college, I had a professor who tested me on this and tried to like, oh, hey there, Farlights or Farlights. I like your name. It's a little, it caught me off guard for a second. But everyone has their own opinion, and that's perfectly fine. But I don't like, and this is purely on my stance, I do not abide by liars, and I do not like when people give out misinformation. And hey, Kate, I'm glad you made it safe. But there's so much hate in the world when we don't need it. We really don't need hate. There's so much of it in the world. And that's why I try to make uplifting podcasts, and I try to explain things for people. Aw. Aw, Farlight, that makes me so happy.
Bro, my question is,
okay,
does Muslim changing their identities?
What do you mean, like changing their identities?
Like you said that some Muslim changing their idols, like identities, they're changing their religion?
Okay, so I see what you're saying. Some Muslims are changing their religions, their ideals, and how they see things. Because when they get to America, they're noticing certain things that they didn't have when they were in the Middle East, for example. Like, some women are given more rights. Some families are not, like, getting used to bombardments. I have a friend who is Middle Eastern, and he went through a really, really horrible time when he was over in the Middle East. And the thing is, when he got here, he noticed so many different things about America and how wonderful it is. And he showed me these wonderful things. And he said, "This is amazing." And I said, "It's literally a water fountain." And he's like, "Yes, but it's a free water fountain. We do not have that. Where my village was, there was just a well. There was one well, and everyone had to fight over the water." And I said, "That is really sad." And he said, "Yes, but that's how, the way we live." And then there's people over there. He said that if you sped, like if you were in the city, and it'd take him 2 days to get to the city, that if you were driving a car and you went 80 miles an hour on a 40 mile an hour road, you could be potentially killed because the police wouldn't allow that. Mm. Oh no, no. Far lights. This is actually supposed to be an uplifting podcast. So you're allowed to ask questions. You're allowed to talk to me. You're allowed to bring in different informations. But Dara actually asked me a question, and I'm trying to explain to him that in America, people are changing, and it's either for the good or the worse. And some of these people, and he brought up the fact of Middle Easterns changing, and I'm trying to explain that. So I'm sorry if that came out bad, or if this seems like a podcast just about Middle Easterns in the US. It's definitely not. So please, if anyone's in, feel free to ask questions or talk. But Dara, if you don't mind that I let other people talk or other things, would that be okay?
No problem, bro. Sure. Actually, it's night here and I'm feeling so sleepy. It's been nice talking to you, man.
Yeah, no worries.
I'll come again when you will go live on this cast, and sure, we will have another questions, another debate, and another things to explain. Yeah, bro.
Okay, sounds good, Dara. I hope you have a wonderful sleep, okay?
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you, Wego. See you, bro.
Thank you. See you. So, that is actually really good that you bring that up. This is why broadcasting exists, to let people talk to each other, to let them feel like they can let off steam, to just ask questions, to do things, to feel like there's some sort of middle ground. Because at a lot of times where I live, I don't feel like there is a lot of middle ground. It's either you are this or you are that. And I don't particularly care for that. I like being who I am. I don't like being put in a box. I don't like being told you have to be this or that. I hope that makes sense to you guys. And I'm very grateful that you guys are listening and actually talking, because it makes my day a little bit better, you know? Aw, thank you, Jen. Oh, if you guys have any questions, though, feel free, or even want to talk about anything, I'm willing. And if the government comes at my door, well, I'll have to deal with that. Honestly, I feel like that might actually happen. The government might knock on my door and say, "Hey, you're saying things on a podcast. We don't like that. You have free will." Hey, Maggie. Hope you're doing well. And also, Kate, quick thing. I want to say you're awesome, and thanks for being the first listener of today, and I hope you know that. Hey, Maggie. So what's up today? How are you doing? And Rome, dude, that's an awesome name. I kind of find it interesting that all of you guys have these interesting names, and I'm just like, Vigor Victory. And Vigor is my my first name of my, well, to break down my name, I'll try and explain something. Vigor is a family given name that was given to me, and it's my first name, but I was named originally at the hospital Daniel, And that is why I have two first names. And then there's a Vaughn in my name as well, but that's a whole nother reason. So that's why my channel is named Vager Victory. And the victory was just a jingle. I'm glad you're chilling. Chilling like a villain.
Ooh.
Was that too dorky? I feel like that was a little too dorky. Thanks. Oh boy, what is going on? For some reason, my keyboard just, or not my keyboard, but my mouse just, like, lagged out. I don't know. It gave me, like, a, and I was like, what is this? What is this? Anywho, what are you all doing today? Like, besides listening to me, I don't know if you're driving, I don't know if you're just at work and you're bored, or you're finding things online, looking at new news articles. I'm very curious. Because for me, I'm actually just podcasting right now. Just to you guys, nothing else. Four AM. Maggie, where are you? Because for me it's technically going on five PM though. Also, good luck at work. Ah, okay, I see. That makes a lot of sense then. Well, I want to say props to you. And hey, that's an amazing thing you're doing. And I know, like, a lot of people have to wake up early and you have to go to those jobs and you have to just do your best. Honestly, that is an amazing thing that you try to do, no matter what job, but for you, Maggie, you're a 911 dispatcher. Good on you. I'm glad. Oh, yeah. So is there anything or anyone that you would like on this podcast, or not this particular podcast, but this channel? If any of you want to, say, hear back from Joe Rogan, I mentioned this earlier on. I actually messaged Joe Rogan, and I had to go through a whole process just to see if he would be willing to speak with me. Did that with Gordon Ramsay as well. Snoop Dogg. You know, that is the first time I've ever thought about talking with Snoop Dogg. I could try that. I'll remember that. Thank you, Androme Dude. I mean, yeah, I can try and message him. Not going to say, like, I'm definitely going to get him on here, but I'm going to try. I think he's currently running two businesses right now, and he, what is that? What is he doing? He's doing something very, very weird. Like, it's a music documentary movie, Trump. I could try that, but John Favreau. I'm trying to see who that is. Wait, oh, he's the producer and the actor. Oh my gosh. Okay, sorry. Maggie, you're awesome. I don't know why I didn't know who that was at first, but yeah, I could definitely try and call that guy. Fun fact, I actually have from some friends in LA. I don't know if you guys ever listen to music, but I'm going to type it in chat for you guys and you can look them up, or I could send you a link. But my music contacts are the band Misio, or one of the bands. I have quite a few bands, but I have been talking to these guys for a while, and they're wonderful individuals. I love them to death. They're super nice. They're genuine. They do a lot of good. They're currently overseas, I think. Yeah, they're currently overseas. And I will send you some of their music if you want to look through it. And one of their songs that they're very famous for is Everybody Gets High. And the other one is, well, they have quite a few. They're like, what is it? Like a million people listen to them, or 6.5 million people listen to some of their songs. Holy crap. Eight. What is this one? 46 million. Holy crap. I didn't even realize how well known they are, but they're a really great band. If you want to talk to them, they actually will. And I could try and get some of these people on. It might take a little while. Snoop Dogg, though, is going to be really hard to contact. Holy crap. And for Trump, I know he's the president right now. He's probably a little bit busy. I doubt he's going to say yes to this unless I give him maybe $2.6 million. I know next week, though, I'll have my best friend and my other friend, Tony, who's really great with podcasts. Like, he loves these. Just I can tweet him, I guess, yeah. You should try to get Gary Simmons on here. He's well known for supporting Smallcast. Oh, that's awesome. Thanks, girl. Let's see. So I'm looking on Snapchat, and I'm going to follow him. I didn't realize Snoop Dogg was on Snap. I never use Snapchat. I'm a very new kind of guy to this. Sorry if I'm not talking. I'm actually just trying to reply to, or not reply, send a message to them. Oh, wait. Oh, thanks for the likes. Oh, Maggie, thank you. And you, oh, you followed me? Oh, that just makes me so happy. Gary Sinise. I'm trying to think of who that is. See, I'm literally in the middle of nowhere right now. And I don't know a lot of actors or anything like that. Sinise. Oh! I know who Gary Sinise is. He's an actor too, isn't he? Wow, he has done a lot with his life. Holy crap! Yeah, Lieutenant Dan. That was my nickname for a while. Yeah, but no, he's the actor. I didn't realize that. Holy crap. You guys are so smart. What the hell? C. Oops. I spelled his name wrong. C. Huh. That's really cool. Thank you. Papa Bear, what are you doing here? Sal, oh, Sal is joining. Okay, not gonna lie, everyone, I think you guys are in for a treat because some of these people that are coming in, they're amazing. Like, I've had them in the past, and they're honestly some of the funniest people I've known. He's done a lot of stuff, and he's amazing. You are correct, Maggie. I can see if I can get my Uncle Neil to contact you. Who's your Uncle Neil? Is it Neil Diamond? You will have undivided support if you do. Aw, thank you. Hey, Sal, good evening. Hey, Papa Bear. Oh, I'm losing my voice. Well, Sal, you're amazing. You're all amazing. You guys are all amazing. Holy crap. Neil Patrick Harris. Oh, that's actually cool. Wow, Maggie. I mean, you could. I mean, I'd love to have people on here. And I do want people to feel laid back and happy. So, but Maggie, not gonna lie, Neil Patrick Harris, I'd probably fanboy over because I am actually a bisexual, and he actually was an inspiration to me because of how he lived his life, and he actually went through so much things in his life. And I don't know if you actually have him as a like an uncle, but Yeah, my life has been a little topsy-turvy. I've been disowned by some of my family. I've had people tell me, like, it's no joke being someone like myself and trying to live a good life. I always try to live it earnestly and nice, but I don't know. Thank you, by the way. You just made my night. You all made my night. Like, not gonna lie. Aw, Maggie. Oh, I'm gonna cry. Don't make me cry on my podcast. Oh, God. Sorry. I'm actually really happy that I got to bring up my podcast today, because you guys always make me really happy, and you always just surprise me. Mr. Dougie. Or Dr. Dougie, yeah. God, he was really young then. And now he's still, like, really young. Ferret Man, that's awesome. You guys are so amazing. Starship Troopers actually scared me as a kid, but I know what you're talking about. I believe that. Not gonna lie, I do have some friends that are actors, and they're really great people, and a lot of individuals see them in a higher light because, well, they're actors. They do these jobs that they act. They're a superhero, or they're something like a soldier, and people love them. And that is perfectly fine. But I know from my standpoint, they're actors, and they're just good people.